everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hog markets have all bounced around today, giving the impression that the entire complex has relaxed since last week. Meanwhile, December corn futures are up 3.75 cents, the Dow Jones down 168 points, and the NASDAQ down 40 points. Live cattle, meanwhile, opening today at 98.30, and has since then drifted down a tad to 98.27.5. Overall, the live cattle market has seen little action today. New show lists appear to be smaller in all areas, with bids and asking prices yet to be established, while a significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the second half of the week. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were mixed today, gaining 28 cents today in choice at $2.21.16 and losing $2.65 on select at $1.95.95, with light to moderate trade of 60 total loads. Feeder cattle, meanwhile, seem to be taking Monday's dismissal trade the hardest. Nearby and deferred contracts all showed red digits as the noon hour approached. Feeder cattle opened today at $134.80 and have since then grown slightly to $136.32.5. Nevertheless, the overall feel of the feeder cattle market here on Monday is mixed, uncertain, and yet to really be established. In grains, corn was 3 to 5 cents higher today with buying building during the day session. Soybean trade flat to 2 cents higher with trade initially moving higher but failing to hold above $9 again. Meal was $2 to $3 lower and oil 70 to 80 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade has found better buying at 2 to 8 cents higher with Kansas City leading on spillover support and seasonal action. The Kansas City-Chicago spread is at 81, back at the high end of the range, while the corn hard red winter wheat spread is tight, hanging around the 34 cent area, starting to narrow though once again. Meanwhile, the spring wheat harvest is on the home stretch. The weekly crop progress report should show spring wheat harvest near the end, with winter wheat planting starting to get underway soon. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network.